This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. We're going to meet a couple of folks in the news politically before the end of the hour. Brian Crotius has announced he'll be running for the position he now holds by appointment from Governor Doug Burgum as state tax commissioner. And also Michael Howe announced yesterday that he's going to be a candidate for Secretary of State. Two rock-solid North Dakota political leaders. We'll have a conversation with them on the back half of this hour. As I mentioned at the top of the show today, business Roundtable time. Our Better Business Roundtable is made up of some great pros. We have Chad Flanagan here from Mike Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, Tyler Leverington from Onstead Twitchell, and Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. And each month these experts come in and help us sort through all kinds of things that you as business owners are dealing with day in and day out, owning or running a company. And this is the fun one today because we're going to talk a little bit about some of the resources that might be in your community that you've maybe not tapped into before, but could really help. So we're looking forward to that conversation on the program as well. Texts are still rolling in. Those are always welcome, 701-237-1590. Related to our topic last hour, here's a comment. Hey, here's an off-the-wall idea, Scott. Tell folks to quit breaking the law. The famous saying by one of our past presidents, I'm going to fundamentally change America. This program is running rampant. This problem, rather, is running rampant through America and destroying law enforcement. Just exactly what that president wanted. Fargo's not immune to this. They hire an outsider from Chicago. Enough said. Quit blaming the police chief. Somebody hired this guy. They knew his record. It's not rocket science with what you're going to end up with in Fargo. Then they hire a diversity guy from somewhere else. Doesn't take a genius to see where Fargo is headed. All right, others welcome on that topic. We'll know more, obviously, after today's special city commission meeting dealing with it as well, and have some more to talk about in the news throughout the day and tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Also, my COVID question of the day, just getting anecdotal information here, and I want to ultimately get some data from the healthcare community, and we've asked this question of the Department of Health and others, but just want to know from what you know, of anybody you know that has died from COVID or has had significant health issues as a result of COVID, hospitalized, ventilated, intubated, all the worst of the worst. Sadly, we all know somebody in that category. Did they take advantage of early treatments? Trying to get that statistic. Statistic we see is high percentage of the unvaccinated end up dying or hospitalized. The equation of early treatments is not in that stat. I'd like to know. You can text us the answer to that one at 701-237-1590. Without any further ado, however, let me welcome the members of the Better Business Roundtable to What's on Your Mind. Welcome back, Tom, Chad, Dan, Tyler. How are you guys?
It's been a good spring so far, or winter, or whatever you want to call it.
Right, that till noon today.
Yeah.
Yeah, till noon today. Yeah, been pretty good. Guys, everybody good?
Good, Scott.
Doing great.
Good to see you all. I like this topic today because we're going to tackle resources that are out there. Chamber of Commerce, economic development folks. You see SBA from time to time does this. And sometimes we just put our blinders on. We're hunkered down. We're going. We really don't necessarily take advantage of some of these. And there's great resources that are out there that can provide input or give you feedback on running the company better. So let's do this with all of you and just give us maybe your best few minutes on this. I'm going to start down with Dan on the other end of the table here from Starion Bank. Dan, suggestions?
Well, first, I think your bank is a great resource.
Of course you do. Yeah, but so true. You've probably seen that before. Been there, done that, right?
We have, especially as businesses are looking to grow and expand. We like to take a small business, any business, and put their financials into spreadsheets and really help them understand. The biggest number I always look at for somebody who says, I want to grow, is sustainable growth. You know, how much can you grow with the capital that you have on hand? You take everything else into consideration. So I always like to start with the bank. And usually when we get stumped, and we do typically get stumped at some point, We like to talk to Paul Smith over at the North Dakota Small Business Development Center. Paul's great at finding programming for small business. He's great at helping entrepreneurs. There's small business development centers across the state.
And your bank has that relationship already, so that, you know, when they're connecting you, that's a good thing.
We have that relationship. We make that referral. We sit in with the customer and the small business development center and talk about the goals, talk about what we're trying to accomplish, and really see what they can bring to the table to help our small business owners reach that next level. Because nothing's worse than when you go through a project and then you realize, hey, I missed an opportunity that I could have taken advantage of.
I have to tell you that, we were looking at an acquisition recently, and I was just gung-ho on it, right? My business partner's, he's less gung-ho on things. He wants data, and he wants a little time through it. And we talked to our bank about it, and I'm thinking, this is slam dunk for the bank, right? And they're like, let's go take a look at it. And they actually took the time with us, went along to the you know, location where this business was and learned a little bit. Don't be intimidated by that. I mean, I think you lean into that expertise. It's a good suggestion. Tyler, tell us about, he's going to recommend the resource of Onsted Twitchell. I'll bet any of that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, Onsted Twitchell. But not only, I think, do you lean on your professional advisors for help in the particular area that they generally advise you on, but so many of these folks, whether it be the bankers, the lawyers, or otherwise, you know, all we do is deal with problems that business owners are trying to solve. So whether it's legal advice or just, hey, I've seen four other guys try and address this exact same problem, I can tell you how they did it. Or we've all got great networks, great relationships. Fargo-Moorhead is a business community that's very interwoven. And I can tell you there's plenty of times where I might not have the right answer, but I know Dan is. So don't just rely on your professional advisors for the specific advice, but also, hey, do you know anyone or can you connect me with anyone who might be able to help me solve this problem?
Makes sense. Chad Flanagan, I, Bailey, outside resources that you direct your clients to would be what?
Yeah, I'll follow suit with Dan's idea too and just mention that accounting firms can be an important resource. Right now we're working with a lot of clients on employee retention credit. You know, we work through PPP. We've got different tax credits right now that you got to make sure you're taking advantage of those. And then, you know, the first one I think of, Scott, when I think of outside resources is the Chamber, the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber. I've gotten the opportunity to sit on the board the last couple of years and could not be more impressed by all the work they do. They've got a great team there led by Shannon Full right now, and they do a lot to advocate for the region, advocate for business. Spend a lot of time in Bismarck, but then just as you think about how to get involved, there's so many opportunities for your staff to get involved. There's different committees, different leadership programs, Women Connect, Young Professionals Network. Great chance to get to meet people in the community and develop your team and get more plugged in. There's training. There's a lot of education. The Voices of Vision is coming up soon. So
Mike Rowe,
a lot of ways,
coming
yeah.
in.
Mike Rowe is
announced
coming.
That yesterday. How about that? Have Mike Rowe in North Dakota. I love that. The dirty jobs guy, and that's certainly where the future's going. You know, with the tech jobs, and I love that. So yeah, good point on your part. And all the chambers really in North Dakota are very good at this. You know, they're well connected. They're great resources. State Chamber does a nice job. And also a good point on all the different committees and things you can be on as well. Tom McDougal from the High Point Networks, what have you used over the years for good resources?
Well, I kind of look at this from a little bit different perspective. I mean, I think, you know, as far as our company goes, we're a good resource for pretty much anything IT-related. But I was thinking of this question more from who do we go to if we're looking for outside resources. And, you know, we've used the chamber events like Chad was talking about. We've had people in the 35 under 35 program for the women. We've had different involvement in those things. But I really like some of the resources that are a little bit kind of hidden gems, sort of like if you think about the Dale Carnegie training that's available in town, whether it be for sales or management or those types of things. I mean, Dale Carnegie wrote his books and did his stuff about 100 years ago, and we think that's all old, but that's all really important stuff to learn. And so we've used their programs. We've used there are some economic development funds available in the cities. I happen to sit on the West Fargo Economic Development Advisory Committee, I guess is what it's called, EDAC. And, you know, there's different tax incentives that are available. So I encourage people who are maybe looking to upgrade a building, or maybe they're just in an old building and they want to make it look like something new and they don't have the money, or they just need to move into something bigger or whatever. There's some funds that are available for that perspective. We've used that. And when we're always on the look for leadership training, we happen to be using a company out of Sioux Falls right now. They're called 5-4, and they're helping us with an entire staff training on customer experience. So we look for different things that are available that, you know, maybe I can't get out of a book, or maybe I don't know myself, but we're always looking for outside resources.
Very interesting. And you mentioned, too, the retention tax credits. Tom's talking about some of that as well. Just quick elevator pitch on what's available, what's out there, Chad.
Yeah, this is similar to PPP when that came out. It's really a program designed to make sure those businesses that have struggled through the pandemic have the resources to keep their payroll intact and keep growing.
Wow. And so talk to your tax advisor about that and know a little bit more about that, because obviously sometimes, again, head down, just go, ramming your head against the wall, and there's others out there that can help. So these are good resources. More with our pros, Tom McDougall from High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan, I Bailey, Dan Staller, starring Bank of Tyler Leverington with Onstead Twitchell today. Our Better Business Roundtable continues after this. Questions welcome to on What's On Your Mind. DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. So you've heard the reports. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made up to $30 million in stock trading on big tech companies like Google, the same company she oversees in Congress. And then there's the politicians who flout COVID rules while pushing for lockdowns. If you're sick and tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax. He's exposing the fakes, phonies, and frauds like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Watch Stinchfield's special series, Exposing the Hypocrites, tonight, 7 p.m. Central on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. America trusts Newsmax, so do I. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV and streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions just like you are turning off the old media for Newsmax. Watch Stinchfield tonight and find out why. You'll love it.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
you're having fun when McDougal gets out the air guitar. You know what I'm saying? A little REO Speedwagon there, by golly. I love it. Yeah. You're going to sing, too, or are you just going to stick it to the air guitar?
I was thinking about it, but I've got a little bit of a sore throat.
Rocking out, brother. 20 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, our Better Business Roundtable. We do this once a month. Team experts helping businesses sort through all the challenges they face, owning, running a company. I love this resource. Got a text question we'll get to in a moment. Others welcome at 701-237-1590. So we talked about outside resources, and there's others, and we'll circle back to that in a minute. I'm curious, when people come to you as a resource, the types of things, maybe an example that they would come to you. Let's start with you, Tom.
Well, unfortunately, the main reason people are coming to us, our phone is ringing when something bad happens, and it happens to be like ransomware, those types of things. And we don't, I mean, we obviously take those. That's not our preferred call. But, you know, that can get into a lot of hairy stuff with insurance companies and mitigation and all those other kinds of things that go on. So we have that. But what we would prefer to have is, you know, when people always already have some sort of an IT resource, whether it's us or somebody else, or, you know, we prefer somebody call if, you know, we'd really like to change up what we're doing, or here's where we're at today. Here's where we want to be in 3 to 5 years. How can you guys help us get there? That's really the conversation we'd be better at. And how do we do that? Maybe it has to do with how we're moving our data, how we're storing our data, how we're securing it. Those types of things, that's what we'd like to get involved with early rather than have to come in and solve something that's broken later.
And so, in other words, hey, I can't open up a newspaper and not see some IT nightmare, some security breach nightmare, ransomware, whatever it is. Are we bulletproof from that? And what can we do? Help me get there, if not immediately, at least over a couple of years, something like that.
That's a way better conversation and a far less expensive conversation.
Yeah, I'll bet. Ouch. A lot of that. Okay, Ike Bailey, Chad Flanagan, how about you? What's an example of where somebody said, you're my resource, what do you hear most?
Yeah, I think for me personally, Scott, the way the a lot of conversations start when I get phone calls is that, hey, I'm a business owner. We've got an aging ownership group. We're looking towards the future. We're trying to grow strategically. But what are our options with this? We have a small business, a mid-market business. How do I go forward and design a succession plan that's going to keep this company growing and keep it successful? And so we're able to work with them to make sure they understand their options, because whether you gift to family, whether you sell to a third party, or whether you try to create a market for your employees through an ESOP or some mechanism like that, each of those has very different strategy around it, very different tax planning. And so we hope to get that call early, you know, much like Tom says he wants the phone call before something bad happens. We want to get out in front of those things and really put a team around them to help them accomplish those goals.
Is it me, or is there a lot more ESOPs emerging?
We are getting a lot of interest in ESOPs, and I think it's kind of maybe fits the Midwest culture a little bit. We have a lot of business owners that say, hey, the most important thing to me is taking care of my employees, rewarding their loyalty. And for the right business, it can be a great mechanism to keep the culture and reward employees.
And this is my fifth grade explanation of an ESOP, employee stock ownership plan. Whoever those aging owners are ultimately bought out by their employees.
By their employees, right. Through a trust.
Right.
And they can take part of it as well. They can be part of ESOP as well.
Yeah, I have family friends, longtime broadcasters that have done this in the radio business, and, you know, it's 20% of the time or whatever, but they're moving towards ultimately selling the radio stations, selling the broadcast companies to their employees.
Many companies just do 30%, for example, and keep the 70% within the family. Some go 100% from the get-go.
The tricky part of that is the valuation, right? And all the due diligence and what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Fiduciary responsibility and being real careful with that, right?
You got to take care of the employees. There's ERISA and Department of Labor responsibilities, all things you can work through. But they're looking out for the employees in that situation.
Interesting. All right, same question to you, Tyler Lemerton, Onstead Twitchell. What's the thing you notice a lot of people coming to you as a resource for these days?
Yeah, a lot of business transactions. A lot of the things Chad's talking about are things that legal and the accounting side and tax side and banking side are really all going to work together on. Those are not small undertakings. They're things that require a team. And then we've got a full team of business attorneys at Onstead Twitchell we do such a wide range of representations. The law touches so many aspects of business, whether it's a big thing like a transition or selling a company, or just your day-to-day, week-to-week, hey, we need contracts, hey, we've got an employee issue, we need to plan for the next thing. The law touches just about every area of your business, and we're here to help with all of it.
Makes sense. Last one on the example side, Dan Stoller, Starian Bank, what would you give as an example?
Yeah, Scott, I mentioned business expansion, whether it's acquisition. Obviously, we love to work in that world. It's fun for us. But one area that people don't think about is fraud prevention, fraud detection. And we're seeing a lot more in the banking and financial services industry where customers are coming to us, and we hope more will come to us, saying, how do you protect my financials? How do you protect my deposits? How do you protect my checking transactions? We put a lot of programs in place with a positive pay and like products to protect customers. We're seeing more and more fraud, and it seems like every time we find a solution to one fraud, the fraudsters find another way to defraud. So we're seeing more and more of that fraud detection prevention area.
Yeah, and those are the calls that are the ouch calls, right, Tom?
Yeah. Usually they call Dan first, and then they call me.
Yeah, and it's not a fun phone call. Yeah.
It's ugly.
There are fixes, but it's a big dollar deal, so it goes back to that. Texter wanted to know how what resource you would call on to determine what your business is worth. So this kind of goes back to what you were talking about, Chad, in the succession plan. Each of you, any go-to suggestion there on valuing your business, what the business is worth?
I would call Chad.
We'd call Chad, okay.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I mean, and that's what I do. I'm accredited in business valuation through the AICPA, and that's what we do. And there's different lengths to take that to. We can work with you to think through some rules of thumb and put together something really quickly. Or we can go through and do some sort of full detailed opinion, depending on the situation. But, you know, when we're looking at that, we're looking to the market to figure out how our similar businesses sold. We look at the balance sheet. We look at the return on investment your company is creating. So a lot of ways to do that, and we've got a team that can help.
Dan, any suggestions there? Other than call Chad?
Call Chad.
Yeah.
And there are others that do what Chad and I, Bailey, do, no doubt. But I'd say they're our go-to.
So when you're looking at something from the financial banking perspective, you want sort of a stamp of approval on whatever that value is, right?
We do. It's nice to have verification. We work with a number of companies who are transitioning to ESOP, and that's a place we start many, many times is with what's the valuation. And then we do that on an annual basis.
Very interesting. Tyler, anything you want to add to that?
I think we've covered it. You know, there's it's sort of see two models. I have some clients who will say, you know, we've had some discussions and my number is X. Beyond that, I don't really care. X is enough. I'm transitioning this to a couple of my key employees, or I'm transitioning this to my kids, or I'm transitioning this to the person who's been my business partner forever. Outside of that situation, give Chad a call.
Well, we got a good plug-in for Chad Flanagan and the team at Ike Bailey for sure. All these guys, great resources. Dan Stoller, Starian Bank, Tyler Leverington with Onsted Twitchell, Tom McDougal of High Point Networks, the been there, done that guy. Thank you all.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Great conversation. Next month, we're going to talk about the art of delegating. Oh, is that tough? And getting people in positions to handle any situation on the business round.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is the force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, Texter says, what happened to What's On Your Mind show? I tune in and I hear an infomercial. There's infomercials, and then there's great information. Very, very different than that. And the Better Business Roundtable is one of the funnest segments we do every month because there's a lot of people in our audience who own businesses, who employ people. And, you know, the great thing about North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Western Minnesota, people just go. They just do. They don't worry about, what about this, what about that. These folks are a great resource that would cost you a lot of money to answer questions, and you get it free on What's On Your Mind. So infomercial to me is sort of a, I don't know.
That's the guy that sells the air fryers.
Right, yeah. Not free advice that you wouldn't get from anywhere else. So
you
it's
don't have
a
to pay for.
Very different deal. We do, you know. Mark Wagner's a good example of that. I guess you could call that an infomercial, but Mark Wagner meeting with people, helping them get a trust situation. I always say avoiding squabbles. This is real life. This is real life stuff. So I begrudge nobody an opinion, but I just wanted to take a moment to address that particular texter. And it's so easy to fire off a little keyboard warrior text and snip at this and snip at that. We get about, 10% of the texts we get or calls are in that kind of, you know, nasty gram category. Every once in a while, you got to address it because maybe there's some others thinking it. But I'll check that box for today. How about that? Couple texts rolling in here. And by the way, they've expanded now the travel alert to Burley, Emmons, Kidder, Logan, McLean, Morton, Oliver, and Stutzman counties. Because of the blowing snow and drifting snow and the strong winds, visibilities are reduced. Ward County has slippery roads, areas of near visibility, hazardous driving conditions. We mentioned earlier that Burke, Divide, Montrell, and Renville were in the no-travel advised category. No travel advised because of the slippery roads, near zero visibility, hazardous driving conditions. Now, I often say when these come in that we're a smart bunch in North Dakota. We know that. But when these travel alerts come up, my travel alert is for anybody that hasn't driven in winter before. To me, all winter should be no travel advice for anybody that hasn't driven in winter. For most of us, we get this. It's just a matter of, I was going to go, but I didn't realize it was that bad. Okay, I won't go. You know, I'll delay this travel or whatever. But if you've not driven in any of this before and you're in Burke and Divide and Montrell and Renville County, if you're in Ward County now, no travel advised there. And then the travel alert for Burley, Emmons, Kidder, Logan, McLean, Morton, Oliver, Sussman County. Don't drive! I repeat, if you've not driven in winter before, don't drive in any of those counties, period.
Is that?
No, that's not too much.
That's not too much?
That's not too much. It's better just binge some TV or something. Just relax.
Yeah, binge some TV. There you go.
Find a large parking lot maybe and go practice.
Exactly right.
That's what my dad did for me.
And whatever you're seeing out there, Todd or I always appreciate getting the text. Let us know. 701-237-1590. Better yet, give us a call with the Road Report. We love our Road Warriors for the What's On Your Mind radio network. So whatever you're seeing. Pass it along, 701-258-0550. Let's get Brady in here, and then we're going to talk to Brian Crocius, candidate for state tax commissioner, announced, as well as Mike Howell, who's going to join us a little later on the program, announced for Secretary of State, two very, I would say, accomplished public servants who are now asking for your vote for different positions. But I'm glad they're doing it, and they're both on the program today because we appreciate the leadership they brought to this point. Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I just want you to know there is actually a media blockage of the UK right now of what's happening over there. The UK police are now stopping all death jab vaccinations. They are seizing the vials and confiscating them. There is a case number right now. I want you to write this down and hand it to your police officers in North Dakota. Maybe we can get this going today. It's case number 602-967-9/21. That is in the Hammersmith Metropolitan Police Department in the UK. There is an open investigation, live criminal investigation going on now in the UK. The bioweapon is
about what, Brady? What's the case? What's with the UK case about what? What's the criminal case? What's the allegation?
The criminal case is you're worried about people still in Minnesota, North Dakota getting the shot. And there's millions of people dead now directly related from the death jabs. They don't work, and they kill you. They do not work. Only 4% of the people that have died in the last 2 years directly related to COVID, truly to COVID, is 4%. 96% have died from five or more comorbidities. They were fat, diabetic, and no D3 in their system. Okay, I'm sick of the fake pandemic. Stop it. The PCR tests were fake. Fauci's been fake. All you Democrat libtards have been fake. The media's fake. Stop it.
All right. You said a lot there. I didn't get the answer to my question. Do you know what this case is about in the UK, Kevin? You look like you're nodding your head there.
I'll start searching on it right away.
All right. Sounds good. Here's the thing on What's On Your Mind. We want you to think for yourself. We're not going to peddle a fear here. We're not going to give you anything other than facts related to this. Brady obviously has some strong opinions on this. That's what this show's for. And I know there'll be some people say, you didn't address him one by one. You didn't go through comorbidities. It's his opinion. And he's obviously passionate about this. Take ownership of your health care. Don't walk around waiting for somebody to tell you what to do. Do your own research. Dig into it. My question today was a very simple one. Of those that have died from COVID, of those that have been hospitalized from COVID, what percentage of them took advantage of early therapies, of early treatments, rather, and the therapies available? Anecdotally, give me that answer. I'm waiting for the actual answer from medical professionals. Without any further ado, our tax commissioner, Brian Crocius, is on the phone, appointed to that position to fill out the term of Ryan Rauschenberger, and now a candidate for the post. Brian, congratulations, and thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Good to be on.
So you transitioned from the Public Service Commission over to the Tax Commissioner's post, and now you're decided to be a candidate for that post. Tell us why you want this job permanently.
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunity, and I'd want to start with the staff at the Tax Commission currently, as I've had a chance to meet them. I've been on the job for 10 days now. They're incredibly talented. They're passionate about what they do, very dedicated to serving the citizens of the state. I think there's opportunity, and bringing a fresh set of eyes, a new perspective to the post is always a good thing, regardless of the job. And I think the same could be said for the new public service commissioner that will replace the post that I held. But some of the priorities when I'm looking at what we do going forward at Tax Commission, it has to start with building on past successes. Of course, fairly applying North Dakota tax law, that's always incredibly important. But I think there's opportunity when it comes to education and outreach. North Dakota is a good place to do business in, and businesses looking to potentially relocate, do business in North Dakota to come to our state. Explaining to them what the opportunities on the tax structure side of the equation is, again, we have an attractive tax structure. We could do better, I think, in some areas, but overall it's attractive. So getting the word out, working with the tribes, that would be another opportunity, solidifying some of the agreements that are in place and just having a good productive dialogue with them. But the thing I'm most excited about is the potential for tax reform, looking at both the income tax and property tax side of the equation. And tax commission, of course, is an administrative agency, so we don't create law, but there's the opportunity to work with the legislative body and help craft law that brings relief and not just temporary, but long-term reform to the public.
If you had to pick one area of tax reform that you would be a full-throated advocate for that could make the, you know, a significant improvement in the business environment of North Dakota, which I would agree with you, already we have a attractive tax structure, already we have a business-friendly state that attracts business. You can't talk to any of the newer businesses that have come in, big, you know, names, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics. There's a lot of people that come in new and go, wow, it's you guys, you know, are doing it right. But if you had to improve that, what would be job one in tax reform? What would you suggest?
I would look at property tax, and not just directly as it relates to business entities. That's very important. But just from an individual standpoint as well, the more money that we can keep in individuals' pockets, the more disposable income they have, and then they're investing it and making purchases as they see fit. That helps drive the economy, strengthens the business community. So I think that, in to be specific, is really an area of opportunity.
Any particular idea there, Brian? Any structure that you would suggest to get the real property tax? We've been there, done that. The state's tried past, you know, $500 million property tax relief plans, and it seems like what it's done is enable more spending at the local level, and slowly but surely that relief has eaten up. How would you do it?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge, and that has to be a key part of it. You have to look at ways that there isn't the backfilling that occurs in terms of, okay, so legislature provides property tax relief, it gets bought down. That's good, but it seems like so much of it comes back right away, because then it's almost like a clawback mechanism at the local level. And I know they have priorities to fund, but it has to be within reason as well. So having some checks and balances in place so that doesn't occur as quickly as property tax relief is implemented, initiated, that's really a key part of it. So that, do I have the exact answer today? No, it's, again, day 10, but it's an area of focus, and I really want to take a hard look at that. So it's long-term, and it's meaningful, and it just doesn't revert back to what it once was. As you stated earlier, that has to be a key component.
Question I have for you related to energy and ag. What percentage, just rough numbers, would you suggest of the energy industry in North Dakota and the agriculture industry in North Dakota touch our tax revenue?
I would say at least 9 out of $10, to be honest, whether directly or indirectly. The top two industries, of course, are agriculture and energy in the state. So whether it's direct or indirect, and a lot of it is direct, we're an ag state, we're an energy state. So the vast majority of our economy is driven by those two components. And then, again, that's where the tax revenues are coming in from, as you'd expect. And there are other things as well. You know, we do have some tourism and some other things that happen on the business side of the equation. But all of that, again, is supported by those two key industries, either directly or indirectly. So those are the big two, and hopefully we can continue to grow other segments as well and become more diverse, because down the line we want to be as diverse as possible.
Looking forward to this campaign and more conversations like it. Congratulations on the announcement. Brian Crochet, candidate for North Dakota Tax Commissioner.
10 days on the job in that post and wants your vote to stay right there.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a standpoint of, from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. The indoor used car sales so successful this past Saturday. It's been extended through this week, through this coming Saturday. Well, for one thing, they've taken in so many local trades as well. If you were there and didn't see what you were looking for this past Saturday, probably want to go back because a whole bunch have come in. Over 90 pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, all price ranges, all marked down. And don't forget, many come with Schwann's very own lifetime powertrain warranty. Check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, hey, guys, I was listening to another station a week or two ago, and he said that Nancy Pelosi was not in charge of the security on January 6th. Can you explain how and why she was the one in charge of the security? First of all, is there another station?
What happened there? I thought we were it, Todd. What is the...
I love it.
I don't know how this person is going to listen to another station. And evidently he, whoever that is, said something that wasn't true. Come on. That doesn't happen, does it? Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, has enormous powers over the Capitol security apparatus. So it's kind of a House function. But there is a sergeant of arms for both the House and the Senate. Long story short, top-down major issues with rules of engagement, I'll say. And so the people that Nancy Pelosi hired to run Capitol Security have been fired. But I think they took the fall for her, myself. So to say she's not in charge of security is absolutely not true. Everything is under her purview as Secretary of, as Speaker of the House, no doubt about it. And, again, there's then layers underneath that are House Senate, but that's her baby. Our next guest is a farmer, Republican state representative, and now a candidate for Secretary of State, Michael Howe, fifth-generation family farmer from Castleton, launching his campaign today for Secretary of State. Mike, congratulations.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Real excited to get the campaign going. A lot of momentum. Have a lot of phone calls, text messages coming in here this morning. Full speed ahead.
That's great. I love a business owner. You know, I love that kind of acumen there, and you've obviously done a good job in your tenure in the state legislature. I think the leadership you've done there. So I was excited to see this. I was glad to do it. For everybody west of Castleton, what's your message? Because they'll automatically say, oh, Cass County guy, I don't know if I can go for this. What would you tell them?
Well, a few things. You know, I'm running for Secretary of State really to preserve and protect North Dakota's election integrity. We're seeing what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now. North Dakotans should be in charge of North Dakota elections. I also want to help make North Dakota the easiest place to start and grow a business. The Secretary of State's office, they're in charge of business licensing here in North Dakota. Through, I think my record conveys in the legislature, I've been a very pro-business legislator. I take pride in making our business climate as best as it can be and strengthen our economy. The Secretary of State's office, I think, has quite the opportunity to not only make North Dakota a good place to do business, but an easy place to start a business. And then, of course, you sit on the land board as Secretary of State. I want to make sure our natural resources are there for the future. It funds our K-12 education system. That's a very important role for the Secretary of State. I've certainly enjoyed my time in the legislature. I have taken a liking to public service. It's not something I was seeking out and reaching. Wes Belter approached me in 2016 about running for the House of Representatives. I was 29 at the time. And I thought, geez, I thought that's something older people do. And Wes said, no, we need guys like you. And now this opportunity for Secretary of State has come up, and I was approached and encouraged to run. And now here we are. We're going to run a grassroots, really strong campaign moving forward.
Yeah, I'm not one that gets too far into the drama of where somebody comes from and their service, but there's just a natural and longstanding skepticism of sort of Cass County leaders to big involved. And, you know, I mean, it's just what it is, but I think your record, it proves that whether you're in Wofford City or you're in Wahpeton, that what you're going to do in this post will be very necessary, and I'm glad you're running. Talk about election integrity a moment. If you had to pick one area that you think most needs defending, protecting, that concerns you most about attempts to, meddle with elections in North Dakota, what would it be, Mike?
Well, in Congress, and we saw in New York, they're allowing non-U.S. citizens to vote in their election. That can't happen. Part of being a U.S. citizen, the advantage of that is to be able to participate in our election. I think North Dakota, we've got one of the best voter ID laws in the country. North Dakota, if you're a North Dakota citizen, Scott, it's the easiest place to vote in the country. And we need to keep it that way. We want the people in Richland County, McKenzie County, all across the state, in those individual counties, they're the ones running those elections. The Secretary of State will be the one to administer the election. Keep it that way. We don't want someone in Washington, D.C. telling North Dakotans how to run their election.
Looking forward to more conversations like this during the campaign. We're in the heat of the season, folks. 2022 right there upon us, and really looking forward to conversations like this about the future. Good luck to you, Michael. Appreciate the time today.
Scott, thanks for having me on. We'll talk again.
State Representative Michael Howe, Republican from Castleton, a farmer in the race for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. Indoor air quality is darn important, folks, and I want to leave you with this message. You know, the COVID pandemic has caused us all to rethink everything we're doing. And one area that can make the most difference is with indoor air quality. The pros are H.A. Thompson & Sons. I would suggest, if you want to make today better as the cold descends and the bad roads are out there, find yourself some comfort food at PetroServe USA today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Oh, I'm looking at the menu. Meatloaf, stuffed green peppers, chicken fettuccine, potato bacon soup. Hot beef sandwich in Valley City. Gonna love it. See you tomorrow. God bless.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.